This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, July 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. CAFO fight heats up. Fire puts a halt to curtailments and Trump's America First veep pick. Dairy step into Sonoma's CAFO fight. Western United Dairies is leading a new campaign against a ban on confined animal feeding operations in Sonoma County. The campaign, called Sonoma United, aims to protect Sonoma's rural country feel by encouraging residents to resoundingly defeat Measure J when they vote in November. WUD CEO Anja Rodeball said that when the measure qualified for the ballot, dairy farmers knew we had to take action to protect dairy farming and production. According to the campaign, the measure would cut $259 million in ag production, $38 million in spending for the region, and 7,200 jobs. Take note, last week, county supervisors removed a phrase in the measure's ballot question that promoted animal welfare and water quality. They called the statement misleading and reasoned that the initiative selectively focuses on farm size, not environmental and livestock issues. Water Board avoids curtailments to support firefighting efforts. The State Water Board yesterday decided not to curtail diversions along the Scott River due to the Shelley Fire. The conflagration ignited on July 3rd and has consumed more than 15,000 acres in Siskiyou County. It is running into a stretch of Mill Creek, a sensitive watershed along the Scott River. The fire is just 3% contained. Several evacuation orders and warnings are in place. The Water Board is monitoring the situation and encouraging landowners not threatened by the fire to conserve water when possible. Remember, last December, the board extended an emergency drought regulation that automatically triggers curtailments when the river's flow drops below 50 cubic feet per second, regardless of drought status. Current river gauges indicate flows are declining and will soon hit that threshold. The board has reinstated curtailments for the neighboring Shasta River watershed. Vance pick solidifies populist GOP shift. Former President Trump's pick of Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate makes it clear the GOP ticket will be running on an America First agenda this fall. It's a new generation of the conservative populism of Donald Trump, and that has served American farmers very well, said Jeff Kaufman, the Iowa Republican Party chairman. He's also a seventh-generation livestock producer. He spoke of Vance in an interview with AgriPulse. Vance is a proponent of tariffs and protecting U.S. industries. He has only been in the Senate since January 2023 and has very little record on agriculture issues, but he has strongly defended the use of tariffs and trade policy. In an interview with CBS News in May, he said, quote, "I certainly agree that we need to apply some broad-based tariffs, especially on goods coming from China and not just solar panels and EV stuff. What you end up doing is you end up making more stuff in America, in Pennsylvania, in Ohio, and in Michigan." Trump is proposing an across-the-board tariff on all imported products. Take note, it's not just trade policy where Vance is sympathetic to worker concerns. During an interview with the New York Times columnist Ross Douthat, Vance recounted listening to a corporate executive in 2018 complain that slowing immigration rates had forced his company to pay U.S. workers higher wages. "The fact that this guy saw me as sympathetic to his problem and not the problem of workers made me realize that I'm on a train that has its own momentum and that I have to get off this train, or I'm going to wake up in 10 years and really hate everything that I've become." On ag policy, Dwayne Stater, an Ohio hog producer who's attending the RNC, has been getting Vance up to speed on industry issues. Stater, who's president-elect of the National Pork Producers Council, told AgriPulse Rebecca Alvey that he has advised Vance on Proposition 12, That's the California initiative regulating sow housing for pork sold in the state. Once he gets into the groove, he's been a strong supporter of our industry, Stadler said of Vance. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Thompson and Bozeman praise Vance pick. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson and the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee, John Bozeman, both praising Vance in separate interviews at the convention yesterday. He understands rural America, Thompson said of Vance, citing the senator's best-selling book, Hillbilly Elegy. While Vance has little record on farm policy, Thompson noted, quote, he's obviously from an agriculture state, and that's important. Bozeman suggested a Trump-Vance administration would help to pass a farm bill that increases commodity price supports. Bozeman said, quote, I think that President Trump understands how important rural America is, and they've been solidly behind him. So I hope that we get a farm bill done before the end of this year. On the other hand, if it does push into next year, I think that JD will be a help to actually getting our farm bill policy up from the 2018 policy to current day, Bozeman said, referring to the 2018 farm bill. Bozeman also noted Vance's roots in Ohio, quote, a very big ag state. I will sit down on the very near future and talk to him specifically about some of the ag policy that we are trying to get done. On tap today, illegal immigration gets top billing when the theme of the RNC is Make America Safe once again. Here's today's He Said It. California is the nation's economic driver. That Governor Gavin Newsom touting California's standing as the world's fifth largest economy. Last year, Newsom seized on news the state was likely in fourth place. That standing, however, has stalled due to a rapid slowdown in the tech sector. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, July 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.